This year is a very special year. It marks Keith Lockhart's 30th anniversary as conductor of the Boston Pops, a tenure that includes over 2,250 performances, 45 national tours to more than 150 cities, and 5 international tours. He and the Pops have made 80 television shows and participated in such high-profile sporting events as the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, and the Boston Red Sox ring ceremony, most recently Game 2 of the 2018 World Series between the Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The annual 4th of July Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular drives a live audience of more than 500,000, with millions more who watch it on television or live webcast. At Tanglewood this summer, he has 2 big upcoming events. One tomorrow night, he will be conducting the annual John Williams Film Night, curated by Williams himself. And then on Friday, the 22nd of August, there will be the Keith Lockhart 30th anniversary celebration. It is a great pleasure to welcome Keith Lockhart to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you as always. Congratulations on 30 years. I don't know what kind of person you are, of whether you like anniversaries or you try to avoid them or how you feel about them.
Well, I can tell you, I really hate anniversaries, birthdays, especially, recently. The older you go, it seems like you don't really want to celebrate those things anymore. It was a necessary thing to celebrate, partly because they were going to celebrate my 25th, but that was during 2020 and nobody was celebrating.
So they move it and you're celebrating 30, but it is a nice moment to sort of take a look back at what you've accomplished, for them to honor you and also to honor the work that you have accomplished over the past 3 decades.
Yeah, it is. It's great to have the opportunity. It's great to see a lot of friends, a lot of people whom I haven't worked with in years have come back to say happy birthday and perform a tune with us. We did a 30th anniversary celebration in Symphony Hall earlier this year. This one will be almost totally different, a whole new cast of characters. And then I'll look forward to the 60th.
Now, I find this fascinating because, as you said, you did the one at Symphony Hall, and then you'll be doing this one on the 22nd. But let us make no bones about it. You have to work on your anniversary.
I do. You know, I kind of wish in situations like this that I were a composer, because if you're a composer, you sit there and they play your music for you and you smile and, you know, stand up and look modest. And with me, I mean, what I do with the Pops and my whole career is as a performer. So there's not much sense of doing a concert for me if I'm not performing, right? So there you are.
It is, when you look at the list, the guest list, you have quite a group of individuals who will be a part to help celebrate. It will be a very special night, that Friday night.
It's really incredible. I'm so, you know, honored and grateful to these friends who have come out of the woodwork. But it's almost, as I said, it's an embarrassment of riches. All of these people I'd like to hear more from, but they're all going to make their cameo, and together we're going to have a concert. We're joined by Bernadette Peters and Brian Stokes Mitchell and, let's see, the incredible string crossover group Time for Three. We're joined by Ryan Miller from the band Guster, pianist-songwriter Ben Folds, Broadway star Mandy Gonzalez. The list kind of just goes on. It's hard to believe we're going to fit all those people into 2 hours.
It is. And as far as what you're going to be doing, I assume you work on this as to how you work with everybody. And also it gives a sense as to your legacy and your time working with these artists in the past.
Well, I'm fortunate that my legacy is working with a lot of extraordinary people, and fortunately, I'm luckily making them feel, you know, comfortable and at their best when they're working with us, which is, I suppose, why they've come back out to say hi. And I have to say, Much to my relief, they didn't make me plan this concert. Everybody knows who I've worked with over the years, and my staff went out and made phone calls and built a program, and then they handed it to me and said, "Here, you conduct this."
Well, that's sort of the best way to do it, right? I think that's
it is.
That's
you know, planning your own surprise party is no fun at all.
Keith Lockhart's 30th anniversary celebration will be taking place on Friday, August 22nd at The Shed at Tanglewood in Lenox and Stockbridge, Massachusetts at 8 p.m. And you can find out more by going to BSO.org. Of course, tomorrow night is the annual John Williams Film Night. This will be curated by John Williams, and you will be conducting. This has long been a special, special night at Tanglewood, and special. I know John Williams was on campus earlier this month, which was very special. And you think of his legacy and what he's done, and this particular concert has a lot of meaning to it.
It does, and I'm honored to be able to present John's thoughts to the public. I'm only sad that I can't be John, because nobody else can be. It was great to see him earlier this summer. I came out earlier in the year to hear the premiere of his piano concerto with Emmanuel Axe, and got to see him. And he's in great spirits and very, very sharp and everything, but he is 93. It's always tough to acknowledge that, but what better thing to do in his absence than to be able to heap the praise on a little thicker.
That's right. So won't be with you tomorrow night, but we'll be there very much in spirit as you conduct. And I was looking at the preliminary set list. It's a pretty amazing group of scores and deep cuts, as the kids say. Really good stuff.
It is. It's a really, traditionally film night has involved John and his music and the music of other composers whom he finds, important or inspirational to him. And this time, I think partly because he's not conducting, it's all John Williams music from beginning to end, and music from lesser known, the things that we go, oh yeah, he wrote that too, to, of course, music from Star Wars and music from E.T. and music from Jaws this year, celebrating its 50th. It's an amazing legacy. It draws, there are, many amazing statistics about John. You can list the awards, but the one that gets me most is that, films have been around, talkies have been around since basically 1930. 1929 was the first one, right? Now 9 decades? And John has film credits in 7 of those 9 decades.
Wow.
So it's really quite a legacy.
It is quite a legacy. And you think of just the films of you mentioned Jaws celebrating its 50th, and that's a huge deal. And then there's a new Superman movie out, and then, of course, his Superman March is iconic, not to mention the Star Wars films, which continue to be such a part of our culture, and Raiders, and all of this music is such a part of our lives and will be presented tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm honored to be in the center of it, so.
What is it like for you to, as you are, I don't know whether you are or not, but if you're reminiscing and you're looking back of thinking of what it was like, because, I mean, you had to take over for that guy.
I did. Yeah, talk about your tough acts to follow. One thing that I have recounted several times over this particular year was the first time I met John was the night before the press conference that appointed me his successor. He stayed out of the selection process, as most successful executives do. But he asked to have dinner with me the night before I was appointed, and we had dinner. They snuck me up to his suite at the Four Seasons because nobody wanted to see me out in public and spoil the surprise. It was my first meeting with somebody. That was February of 1995, whom now I've known for well over 30 years and has remained a mentor and a friend. And he doesn't, he's not particularly talkative, but when he does dispense wisdom, it's always good to listen to it. He told me to not worry about trying to immediately stamp the Pops as my own. He said it was a tradition that was bigger than either and both of us. And that if I was just a good steward of that tradition, eventually it would become my own. And I, so, you know, at 35, I really had to, you know, grip my teeth a little bit to do that. But I tried to do that. And now 30 years later, I've realized how right he was. But the other thing that is amazing about that 30-year connection with John, and the thing that kind of makes me a little nostalgic or sad, I guess nostalgia and sadness kind of go hand in hand, is that John was younger when we had that meeting than I am now.
And if you think about it, this is the, and I'll end on this, but my goodness, you've been there 30 years and you're not even close to Arthur Fiedler.
No. And by the way, I'm going to remain second. I'm going to be the Avis of Boston Pops conductors. It's an amazing legacy, but I have no interest in being there for 50 years. And I don't think actually that, especially in today's day and age, I'm not sure that would do either good for me or good for the institution. So I'll find the right time, but it's not yet. So I'm still looking forward to making lots of music for our Boston Pops audiences.
Well, that's good news for all of us. You will be conducting the annual John Williams Film Night tomorrow night at 8:00. And then on Friday, August 22nd, there will be the Keith Lockhart 30th anniversary celebration. You can find out more information by going to bso.org. It is a great pleasure, Keith Lockhart, to have you on the program. I congratulate you on 30 years, and I thank you so much for the many years of friendship with us, and certainly a great pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you, Joe, and lots of love to all our WAMC friends.
Be well. Thanks very much, Keith. Okay. Take care.
Yeah, you
bye
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, Keith Lockhart is conductor of the Boston Pops. He will be performing tomorrow at the annual film night and also on the 22nd for his 30th anniversary celebration. BSO.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.